gender is often overlooked in healthcare. There's a lot of the one-size-fits-all approach to services. But gender recognizes the unique experiences and needs of men and women. So it's not to say that one is more important than the other, but it's just recognizing and appreciating that there are some differences.
Your recent research has looked at how chronic conditions in particular affect women. What sort of chronic conditions are we talking about?
So chronic conditions such as cardiovascular disease and diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, dementia, depression, cancer is becoming a chronic disease, and so on. So those types of conditions that last for, you know, usually more than 6 months, and it just becomes something that people need to self-manage in a way, in addition to dealing with health services for support.
Those chronic conditions, then they're not, they don't target one gender, they target both genders.
Mm-hmm.
Why women in particular? Why do they need extra help in these services?
Well, what we've found and what the research tells us is that women tend to live longer than men. And when they do that, they usually live with a bit more disability. So as a result of some of the roles that they have in society.
So you've talked about the societal role that women play. What role do the majority of women have in society?
Women are predominantly the caregivers, you know, throughout their lives, but particularly in middle and older ages. They are caregiving for family, friends, you know, spouses, parents. So this is something that just continues, and they don't often identify as a caregiver or a carer, but rather it's something that is part of their natural roles and their relationships. So that's one of the important things that they do. And they take on a lot of that work that's informal, it's unpaid, and it means that they sometimes aren't looking after themselves.
Women are living longer. We all know that men die much younger than women. Are these women then living by themselves? And how do they go then accessing healthcare services?
Yeah, many older women live alone. And, you know, depending on their access to transportation, their mobility, their physical mobility and just general well-being, also their social networks and their ties, and that will really have an impact on whether or not they can engage just even with society and with health services and seek care when needed.
So how can health services better interact with women?
Well, what we found in the research is that women report that they're feeling rather disempowered by some of their interactions with health providers, dismissed, avoided. These were some of the experiences they talked about. Just not feeling empowered and able to advocate for themselves and their own care. Sometimes it's because they really haven't been orientated or socialized to be assertive and, you know, prominent in those healthcare discussions. Some women from, you know, culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds might even feel intimidated, may not understand the language that's being used, even if they have a level of English where they can communicate. Sometimes that's misunderstood by health professionals, that they understand what's really going on.
So health services need to be tweaked a little bit more to address, you know, half the population.
Mm.
What more can be done?
So some of the findings from our research indicate that there needs to be more development of programs for particularly women from culturally, linguistically diverse backgrounds. So within a framework of cultural beliefs and consideration of these gender issues, using interpreters more in healthcare and bilingual health workers and community educators is really important. We found that although some health professionals are using them, not enough and not all. And yes, there is a shortage of interpreters in healthcare, but it's really important to facilitate women's voice and empowerment. Health services can improve on facilitating a welcoming, comfortable, and safe environment, and develop and sustain partnerships and networks. also offer respect, flexibility, responsiveness, and just to generally be mindful of varied contexts and tailoring to the needs of different groups of women, women in general, considering, you know, what's going on, what are their circumstances, what's going on in their lives, so as not to impose a blanket, maybe service or program that they can't access, that they don't feel comfortable using, something like that.